How y'all doing? Good evening, man. Back again with a second roast session. Some of y'all might know who this lady is that we about to roast. This hoe is roast the shit out of her. This. Let me do my roll call first, man. I'm just ready to roast. Terry Helms, what's up, baby? Sir Quest. What up, man? Oh, it'll be the Pearly stream will be available inside the website probably tomorrow. I'm having technical issues. Cunley, what up? Line and Mixer, what up? Mr. O with the info, what up? Milkman the trucker, what up, man? Give him hell, what up? Oh yeah, I heard about Diddy. It's gonna be available on the website probably tomorrow, King Des. Debbie, what's up? Y'all give me a minute. Yeah. Yep. Mac Ultra P Sissy plant paying the Luciferian price. Right about that. King Death say, from what I caught, white men would have been flagging that video like crazy. Hell, they can flag these goddamn nuts. Shit. But we're not here to talk about white boys. We're not here to talk about Puff Daddy. We here to talk about the wife of an NBA player named Keisha Chavis. Right? That's what we're here to talk about. Now, I've seen some outrageous things in my day, especially when it comes to females. But this will live in the annals of history, what we've seen over the past month with this female, right? First of all, for those of y'all that might not know who we're talking about, yeah, and of course her name is Keisha. Of course, her name is Keisha. For those of y'all that might not know, right? That's Yasmin Penn Davis, the porn star formerly known as Yasmin Penn Davis, right? That's the porn star formerly known as Yasmin Penn Davis, right? But her real name is Keisha Chavis. For those of you younger baby boomer and older Generation X porn watchers, I figured that y'all recognize, those would be the only ones that recognize her Yeah, JB Desaz, she's an adult film star, right? And yeah, that doesn't mean that just because something is in your past that you have to stay stuck there, right? You don't have to stay stuck there just because something is in your past. You know, time goes by for a reason. Terra Helms, yes, I do. And I'm going to talk about that tonight. I'm going to talk about that tonight. And see, here goes a brother that remembers her videos, right? Yep. See, yep, right about that. You would think, right about that, King Des. You would think that these dumb hoes, and I do mean dumb hoes, will recognize what's going on right now. All of a sudden now, as the security situation, as the security situation in this country goes on the wane, as the economy worsens, right? As the economy worsens, and you would think that the so-called black woman would cleave back on to her man, but in steps the 12 families and their various apparatchiks to stream all of these messages of extreme disrespect of one husband. All of a sudden, that's a theme in the media right now. And King Des writes, notice how the extreme disrespect from a spouse in the media comes from a certain demographic. And always with a certain demographic. Exactly. Right? This is how possessive and how pernicious the 12 families are. That even as the New World Order collapses, even as the New World Order collapses, they still worried about the division of the black family. Right? So, yeah, that's the wife of that basketball player. Joe Smith, I think he was drafted first overall a long time ago. I can't remember. Yeah, it's collapsing. Just look around. Yeah, it's collapsing. See, the scamdemic was an overreach. The scamdemic was an overreach, and then following it up with the Ukraine didn't work. Overreach, extreme overreach. Right about that, Terra Helms. The gay community and immigrants are the ones being pandered to. You know what? You're right. I actually seen a commercial last night, right? And it has some Hispanic women on there. It has some Hispanic women on there talking about how proud they was of their family name. And they was driving in low riders. Had a real masculine vibe to it. But it wasn't like they was gay because they had a little girl with them. I guess they were supposed to be one of their kids. But they was proud of their family name, and they had like a little chrome thing in the back seat, the back window where they low ride. But it wasn't a man in sight. I was like, wow, now they targeted them with the bullshit next. Wow. And when you start seeing Hector and Julio get fake domestics put on them, I'm gonna be sitting back like, damn. I guess you didn't pull yourself up by your bootstraps, huh, Hector? Yep. Yep. Right about that. Right about that. King Des writes, we also got to discuss the awful choices brothers been making in decades in choosing a spouse. If Mia Khalifa was a black woman, some silly brother would date her. Yeah. Well, y'all know what time it is. Before I get started, y'all go ahead and hit that cash out. So, without further ado, the modern whore sure is a very unintelligent demographic. The modern whore sure is an unintelligent demographic. Right now, I remember the whores that used to work for my uncle. Right, most of them squared up by the time they was 25, 27. Right, and they would get out the game, move somewhere far. From one end of the country to the other, usually, you know, assume or, you know, try to adopt a really unassuming lifestyle, get a job at a department store or something, you know, get a job at, I don't know, sometimes car dealerships, places like that, right? It was certain jobs they got, right? With certain jobs that they got. And the reason they got these certain jobs was because it would allow them to be around men, but not in a position to have to like compete head to head with men. And it would allow them to dress nice, right? And to maybe attract a man that they can square up with. This is what hoes used to do. This is what hoes used to do. Right? And this was the prescribed method. Right? This was the prescribed method. This is, and this was what made sense. Right? And before we jump out there and, oh, they married, don't forget, a Bible from the prophet married a prostitute before. Remember Hosea? Hosea married a prostitute, right? And his marriage to that prostitute was a parable within itself. Hosea's marriage to Rahab was symbolic of Israel turning away from their infidelity and disloyalty to the Most High, right? Yeah, you're right. Those temple prostitutes, they weren't as utterly detestable as they are today, right? What's up, Big Tay? I'm not in jail right now. I'm right here, and I must be on something because your bitch ass is watching me, but I digress. It's funny when people come here and call me a jailbird, and I'm sitting right here in the free world, been sitting here in the free world, broadcasting, you on the sidelines of my shit, but okay, but I digress. So yeah, they weren't as utterly detestable as they are today, right? But remember, there is record of an upstanding man marrying a prostitute, Somebody's past is somebody's past for a reason. I get it. But just because something is in your past doesn't mean that you have to remain hopelessly trapped and mired in it, like this woman decided to do. So it came out recently. Well, first of all, let's start from the beginning. So Joe Smith, former NBA basketball player, married this woman. You right about that. You right about that, shit. Ain't that the truth? Women who've been with too many men are usually mentally unstable. Yep. I mean, Tara Helms, wait a minute. You got to understand something, Tara. Joe Smith married this woman knowing that she used to be an adult film star in her past. Right? He married her with full knowledge of that, first of all. Cunley, thanks for the cash out, brother. Don't let that brother be alone. Thanks for the cash out. Thanks for starting it off tonight. He married her knowing full well that in her past she had been an adult film star, right? Yeah. Lying to MGTOW writes, then he is a fool. It's hard for me to, I don't know. Yeah, she was a porn star, yes. I just put her porn picture up there. Wait a minute. Do I gotta put the picture back up? Do I gotta put the picture back up? Do I gotta put the picture back up? There she go. There go the hoe right there. There she go. There she go. Give them hell rights. The difference between the biblical prophets marrying whores and modern men doing it is that in the old days, men could punish infidelity and whoredom. Today, no such luck. Right about that. Right about that shit. Definitely right about that. Yeah. Vegas Dev writes, dude wiped up a chick who literally gets ran through for a living. Yeah. The reason why I say the way it's hard for me to, oh, you're a dumb motherfucker. The reason I say that is because I'm finna let y'all in on a black pill. I'm finna let y'all in on a black pill that y'all might not realize, bro. I'm finna let y'all in on a black pill that y'all might not realize. Oh, man. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something, bro. Y'all talk about this man for marrying a porn star. A lot of these guys, regular girlfriends, don't fucked just as much, if not more, than porn stars. The only difference with them is that it wasn't recorded. Well, most of it anyway. That's the only difference. You know, we are in the era. We are in the era now. And I keep having to remind people this. When I was in middle school, I was still a fucking virgin. Okay? When I was in middle school, I was still a virgin. My best friend, Dennis Jean-Pierre, was still a virgin. Mostly every boy we knew was still virgins. About half of our female classmates were not virgins anymore when I was in middle school. Middle school. Eighth grade. Junior high, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Mostly all of the boys, myself included, I have a big player, Chad, whatever you want to call me. We were still virgins in eighth grade. Most of our female classmates were not. So before we jump out the window and call Joe Smith a dumb motherfucker, a simp, and all of this shit, I'm not trying to defend his choice. But at the end of the day, a lot of these guys, regular so-called square girlfriends, have had just as much, if not more, sex than porn stars. It's just as it wasn't recorded. That's all. Mac Ultra, thanks for the cash out, brother. Don't let that brother be alone. Exactly. Now, we didn't have nobody come up pregnant. Mr. O with the info. He says he had three classmates in eighth grade that was pregnant. Pregnant. The girl I had a crush on in eighth grade was fucking some nigga that was like 27 already. Right? So, it's kind of hard to just, I don't know. Tara Helms, thanks again, baby, for the cash app. Don't let her be alone. Yep. So, I mean, it is what it is. This is what you're going to get. This is not I Love Lucy no more. I've had a couple of girlfriends that used to be working fucking prostitutes. Now, I always ask women this when I first started talking to them. Hey, you ever sold pussy before? You ever did something strange for some change? I always ask them that. There's not nothing I want to find out later. You know what I'm saying? You be honest with me, then I watch you and see how you move, if you still a hoe and all of that. Okay. Even if you are still a hoe, we can still be friends. We could probably still fuck once in a while. But understand that it's not, I'm not finna like wife you up or nothing. I'm not gonna be mad at you if you're still a hoe. You are what you are. Shit, I'm a fucking asshole. Shit. No, I had a few females that just came out and said it. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I gotta confess. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Wow, look at that. Tara Helm says, I think there was one girl from my high school days that concealed her age to work at a strip club. Oh my God. See what I mean? And so y'all really want to roast this brother Joe Smith? Now, do I think it was a good idea for him to marry this woman? No, I don't think. It take a certain type of man to be able to detect a hoe and then to be able to manage a hoe. It take a certain type of man. It is not. Everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do it. Yep. Yep. Terry Helms, right, it's true. She was wearing too much designer, living in the ghetto. We knew what time was. Yeah. Hey, when I was in college playing ball, one of our players, I damn near said his name, one of our players had a girlfriend that I could tell was a prostitute. And I tried to warn him, and he didn't want to believe me. She had a brand new Mitsubishi. Remember the Mitsubishi Diamantes? She had a brand new Mitsubishi Diamante with that was painted green with flake in it, custom paint job, gold rims, gold nose on there, peanut butter seats, wore designer all the time. Yep. And I'm like, and we young, right? We all in our early 20s. I think she was like, she was older than us. She was like 23. She was like 23. And we was like in our early 20s. And yeah. And she had that brand new ass car, custom paint job, custom rims, Vogues on there, some gold hammers with Vogues. Right? Yep. And I tried to tell him, like, bro, where does she work at? Oh, you know, her family got money. Like, and then she was from the Bahamas too. Y'all should already knew what it was right there. Yep. Yeah, I heard about that pussy shit too. King, that's right. I hate how he's talking to Vlad about this. I just saw a video about how he cheated on her. Get the fuck out of here. They stay trying to demonize brothers for wanting to exile our God-given rights to manhood. Yeah, you know, we got a nation. I've already talked about, I might have to do a whole live about that, about our silly-ass nationwide obsession with cheating. But cheating is always a topic of discussion when it comes to so-called black men, and it's always an excuse for everything. You know, oh well, he was cheating, so I did this. He was cheating, so I did that. Right? Well, how are you any better than him? How does that make you hold the moral high ground? But then they'll do something that they claim was induced by the man cheating, but still somehow try to hold the moral high ground. It makes absolutely no fucking sense. Absolutely no fucking sense at all. Right? So, yeah, and trust me, this obsession, this nationwide obsession with cheating is about ownership. It's about ownership and control, right? It's about ownership and control. In other words, how can I demonstrate the unquestioned control I have over this man to harness him in the best way possible for the white power structure? That's what the whole emphasis on cheating is. That's what this whole emphasis on cheating is. Right? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I'm going to state that for you again. How can I demonstrate just how much power I hold over this black man in order to harness him the best way I can to serve the white power structure? Either I can harness him to serve the white power structure by making him spend all of his money up on wasteful things instead of trying to pass something down to his children, most namely his sons. I can discourage him so he won't try to start a business or anything. So he has to earn his money with the white power structure. That's all that's about. That's all that's about. That's all that that's probably ever been about. They don't give a fuck about you. And it's all about ego. Is my pussy better than the next bitch? Yep. But back to this dirty asshole, Yasmin Penn Davis. So it was already bad enough that you was a hoe, Keisha Chavis. It was already bad enough that you was a dick sucking hoe and that you are of ill repute, and a lot of us Generation X men grew up jagging off to the idea of busting a nut on your face. That's what you famous for. That's the mark that you left on the world. That's the mark you left on the world. You didn't raise a whole family of children and be successful. You didn't have any literary contributions. You weren't a public service. You weren't in public service making sure a municipality or a state ran well and feeding your and helping feed your family. That's what you're famous for. You're famous for being a target for men's ejaculation. That's what you're famous for, right? And you are such a stupid bitch. Such a stupid bitch that you would look upon the blessings of the Most High to give your dirty whole ass a husband. You will look upon that as an entitlement. That's how fucking foolish you are. Don't you know it's women that's not a whore like you that's out here looking for husbands? Don't you know that whore? It's women out here that's not hoes like you that's searching for husbands. Right? But the Most High gave you a husband, and you just okay. Yep. So you get lucky enough to get a husband, and this is what you do. I would think that when you attempted to square up, with Joe Smith, right, that you would have wanted to get as far away from your past or anything even remotely resembling your past as possible. Right? You would have thought that you wanted to like distance yourself from that. You would think that you would bend over backwards to demonstrate that you not on that shit no more. But what did you do? Went right back to backsliding. You went right back to backsliding. And you know what? We can say that Joe Smith is a fool, but this dumbass bitch was lucky to find a fool like that. She was lucky to find a fool like that. Oh, we could call Joe Smith a fool, but this whole ass bitch was lucky to find that type of fool. Because had that been me, I would have palmed the top of her head like a basketball and jagged off all in her motherfucking throat. And probably blocked her number. after I found out that she used to do porn. Because you know a lot of these women ain't going to accept the let's be friends shit. They not trying to hear that shit. Once they think they got they teeth sunk into something, they not trying to let go. We could call him a fool all we want, but we still got to admit that this goddamn dumb whore was lucky enough to find this fool. That was truly a blessing from the Most High. And what did she do? She wiped her dirty ass with it. She wiped her dirty, cum-stained ass with it. Yep. She wiped her dirty, cum-stained ass with it. So, after the Most High gave this dirty hoe a husband, and they fell into financial hard times, what did she do? Went right back to the same old, same old. Put a 7 in the chat if you want to know what most likely would have been this woman's fate had Joe Smith or any other man not wiped her up. Put a 7 in the chat. Put a 7 in the chat. If she would have never got the chance to square up, by her being a former porn star, she would have still been in the industry, more and more ran through, more and more of a spiritual toll. Because hoes get tired of hoeing. Let me tell y'all why hoes get tired of hoeing. Hoes get tired because they can see, they finally begin to recognize, these niggas don't like me. They just want to fuck. They only pretend like they like me long enough to fuck. That's the realization that every hoe eventually comes to. Some hoes have their realization when they're 19. Some hoes have their realization when they're 25. Some have it when they're 30. Some have it when they're 40. Some never have it until it's like in their fucking 60s. But they have to eventually come to the realization that these men want to fuck you. Now, we ain't going to men our dogs route. Men only want one thing route. No, men only want that thing out of you because they know you a hoe. That's what that is. They know you a hoe and they want that out of you because that's all they can get out of you besides a motherfucking headache. And when they pay you, they not paying you for your pussy. They paying your ass to walk away. They paying you to walk away because they know you ain't nothing but trouble. Ho, they paying you to walk away. They paying you to walk away. And so if it wasn't for Joe Smith, because she had to have been tired of hoeing, that's why she married him. She probably would have tried to get out the game for a couple of years, would have got real motherfucking broke, then probably would have went somewhere like Atlantic City or Vegas, right? And would have had a real niche John base, a Generation X, older Generation X and younger baby boomer niggas that would have remembered her from her porn days and would have been happy to finally have that fantasy they was jagging off to. But that would have been a real niche market and she wouldn't have made that much money and she would have got broker and broker and broker. Yep. Would have got broke and broker. And you're right about that Vegas Dev. Let me explain. I got to notice that when I was an athlete too. Let me explain something to you about that. A lot of times guys see athletes marry women like this. That was a sex worker that had a real fucked up past. And a lot of guys wonder, why would they do that? Why would they? Well, it's a combination of sometimes they mother was of that character, but also because they athletes and they see women throwing at themselves every day, they begin to get like real jaded about, can a woman not be like this? So they, in their mind, they feel like, okay, since all of these bitches are hoes, why should I go get a regular hoe? Let me go get a fully qualified hoe. That's why. That's why you see a lot of athletes doing that shit. That's why. Yep. That's why you see them doing that. Yep. But this, all right, now I'm finna share the screen. This shit was amazing right here. Wait a minute. Let me find. Let me find the exact window. Cause I got to get up out of here pretty soon. So let me find the exact window. I hate when you can't find the original damn video. Can't find when you can't find the original video. Wait, maybe it's in one of these shorts. Okay. Oh, there it is. Can y'all see that? Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Wow, that you know what, y'all might not even want to hear this shit. This shit is too disrespectful. Y'all might not even want to hear this. Y'all might not even want to hear this. Oh man,
Do you want it to be hope there?
Where's your relationship at right now? Because they act, I don't really know what's going on with my co-host right now.
Yeah, are y'all still together? Will this jeopardize it? No. So he's not going to feel.
I'm not worried about it.
No, but he's not going to feel any way about what you're doing.
When's the last time y'all communicated?
We were texting with each other over the last.
Good, that's good. You're making progress.
So is hope for the future with y'all? Do you want it to be hope there?
Where's your relationship at right now? Because they act, I don't really know what's going on with my co-host right now. Yeah, they're not asking no questions.
Are y'all still together? Will this jeopardize it? No. So he's not going to feel.
I'm not worried about it.
No, but he's not going to feel any way about what you're doing.
When's the last time y'all communicated?
We were texting with each other over the last.
Good, that's good. You're making progress.
So is hope for the future with y'all? Do you want it to be hope there?
Where's your relationship at right now?
All right, man. I can't. Let me. I can't keep watching that shit, man. I don't want to lose any more faith in humanity than I already have, man. Okay. I don't want to lose any more faith in humanity than I already have. Right. Cam, we all know Cam is a wild motherfucker, man. He is, man. That's one of my favorite rappers, man. But even he went kind of far with this one, man. Damn. Man, this is some crazy shit. This is some crazy shit right here. This is some crazy shit. So she estranged from her husband. And thank you, Debbie George. Thank you. Thank you. No, she knows that most likely he won't hurt her. And maybe you might be right, because we don't know what type of whole shit that we don't know about that she might have done in her past, in their past, in their relationship. But one thing, for so-called black women to always talk all of this old, oh, black men are so dangerous, 5.5 bullshit. If black men was as dangerous as y'all say we are, videos like this would not exist. Y'all would be too fucking scared to disrespect us on the level that you disrespect us if we were as dangerous as you say we are, as you lie and say that we are. If we was that dangerous, you wouldn't disrespect us. You wouldn't run up in our face the way that you do. But you know, black men ain't really on that. That's why you do that. But then you get so in the habit of doing that, you get with these other types of men and do that shit, and you end up in a motherfucking hole in the forest preserve somewhere. Right? Right? So she's already estranged from this man because she backslid into her whoredom. And what does she do? She go in public and do some shit that's this fucking disrespectful. That's this fucking disrespectful. You know what? When she crash out, she is gonna crash out hard. And this is what always amazed me about whores that I've known, right? This always amazed me about them. They've seen other whores crash out and laugh at them and talk about them like they can't end up the same way. And when they, and it's like they don't even see that they trending that same way because they too caught up in getting attention. They too caught up in their fucking hubris to understand that they trending the same way. It's the craziest shit in the world how they never get it. You know what happened to old hoes like this? And I don't want to hear that pussy ass SBE shit. This is facts. Old hoes like this, hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe till they can't hoe no more. She might even end up in a relationship with another fucking simp. And she go burn that up too, I promise you. And she go get to the point where she gets so motherfucking burnt up. And it's finally go dawn on her when she try to sell somebody some pussy and they go laugh at her. Like, come on, grandma. Are you serious? How do I know? I had an old hoe try to sell me some pussy and I laughed at her. I'm like, hey, ma, I'm good. If you need, I give you some money for a sandwich or something, man, but I ain't finna buy none of that. I'm good. And when I said that to the woman, she actually swung on me and I caught her arm and slung her ass to the ground like, bitch, don't you ever try to put your motherfucking hands on me, bitch. I should rob your ass, hoe ass bitch. Oh, how old was the hoe? The hoe was like 55 years old. And she was like 55 years old. Yep. Used to be, you know, she light-skinned, big titties, you know, long hair shit. Yep. And this is like, I think I was about 20 when I ran back into her. I knew her when I was, you know, younger, out there hustling and shit. And I ran back into her, titties all the way down to the waistband on her pants. Yeah, I was like 21, 22 when I ran back into her. And I'm like, I looked at her. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what's up? And she's like, hey, wait, boy, well, you don't grew up a lot. I said, yeah. I said, how you been out here? And she was like, you know, I'm cool, but I'm trying to make some money right now. I'm like, oh, you trying to make some money? What you trying to do? She's like, shit, I'm trying to, you know, you catch a date with me right quick. I'm like, whoa, what? Catch a date? I'm like, oh, no, baby, no. She like, what you mean? I'm like, no, man. I said, look, if you out here, you hungry or something, you know, I know how that shit can be. I use some money to get a sandwich or nothing, but I ain't trying to bat none of that, baby. I'm cool. And she like, you motherfucker. And she swung over me. I caught her arm and slung that bitch to the ground in the parking lot. She damn near hit her head on one of the parking barriers. Yep. I damn near pistol whipped that old ass bitch for swinging on me. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to do that, man. You know, it's a nice day today. It's a nice spring day. I ain't going to pistol whip this bitch and knock all her motherfucking teeth out with the back of this motherfucking 380. I should have did that shit. No, I haven't seen her since Terry Hounds. I haven't seen her. But every old hoe is going to come to that point. When they drive down on a nigga with that same old, and the nigga just outright laugh at him. Every old hoe is gonna come to that point. She just haven't got there yet. That's all. She just haven't got there. No, this was in 97. It's a 97. She just haven't got there yet. Right? Yeah, man. But I had to roast this hoe, man. I had to roast this hoe, man. Because this is just, like I said, this is a world record for whoredom. This is a world record for whoredom. Straight up, man. Straight up. But you know what, man? I got to get up out of here, man. Cully, thanks for the cash out. Mac Osher, thanks for the cash out. Tara Helms, thanks for the cash out. Twice today, baby. Thank you very much. Thank you to Mr. O with the info. Lion and MGTOW. Nice to see y'all tonight. I'm finna get up out of here. I'll be back at y'all on Monday. I'm gonna try not to roast nobody else for a while, man. I'll try to give it a couple days while I roast somebody else. But I'll be back at y'all again Monday, man. You know what? Wait a minute. Let me address this right here. I heard that shit before. Ramil Amir says his aunties are in their 50s and 60s and still have men of all ages seeking to marry them and take care of them. Well, you know what that means? That means Ramil must have the same brain as a bitch. That means he's even stupider than them fucking bitches are. All dumbass bitches think that. All dumbass bitches believe they got a whole bunch of niggas wanting to marry him. Right up into that nigga, undo that motherfucking bra, take down them panties and bust a nut. Then where he at now? If Ramil believe that, he even dumber than I thought. If Ramil believe that shit. If Ramil really think that it's men out here pursuing women that's that motherfucking old and really seriously want to marry them, well, he even dumber than I thought. He can listen to all that bullshit that they talk about, who in their DMs and all of that, but if he don't realize that them niggas just want to fucking get on or have a, at best, want to be friends with benefits, he's even dumber than I thought. He's even dumber than I thought. But I'm finna get up out of here. This has been a Black Pill PSA. Peace.